Hello and welcome to Kinsale. I'm sitting here under the shade in a new cafe here called something like Sea View Cafe and Market. It's right just down the road from Fishy Fishy in Kinsale, which is one of the greatest fish restaurants I've ever been to in my life. Anyway, look, I'm sitting here next to a man, and this is what I want you to listen to. I want you to listen to the editor of the Kinsale Times. Now, you can judge his own accent. I won't even introduce him. I'm going to just let him say, who are you and how the hell do you happen to be in Kinsale? Tell us the story.
Well, the story's pretty simple, actually. I came on vacation, and I met an Irish girl from Kinsale, and I'm still here 13 years later.
Yeah, on vacation from where exactly?
From Canada, from Montreal. And my mother's Irish, so I was coming over once in a while anyway to Ireland. So, and I'd happened to meet this girl, and it was love at first sight, and here I am still.
And that was how many years ago?
13 years ago.
Okay, so look, somehow or other you set up a thing called the Kinsale Times, which I'm familiar with since yesterday, so I'm an avid fan of about 19 hours. So look, you better tell us the story of how Kinsale Times came into existence and where people can find it on the internet.
Okay, well, basically what happened was I was in Kinsale and my sister, who was living in Montreal, wanted to know what was happening around town here in Kinsale. And there was no way on the internet to find out what was going on here. So I decided to just put up a little blog, basically, about what was going on in Kinsale and so on. And it kind of grew from that. Myself and my business partner, John Allen, who's a photographer, basically ran it until it started to break loose, basically. You know, we got up into the top 200 sites in Ireland within about a year or so of starting it. And basically it's something that we're just trying to get Kinsale up and seen around the internet.
When did you start it? Tell me again, which year did you start it?
It was about 5 years ago, so what would that be, 2005, I guess? I mean,
right, so the same year I came back to Ireland from the UK, yeah, I came in about November, so I landed here without a clue of what was going on. I certainly, I'd only just started blogging in just when I arrived in here. So you and I started blogging at the same time?
Well, I guess so. I mean, I wouldn't really call myself a blogger as such, because I'm not a great writer or speaker for that matter, but I wanted people to know what was happening in Kinsale, and what I wanted to do was to stress the good parts of Kinsale, not, you know, the bad things that happened, or the floodings and all this kind of business. We try to keep away from that, try to make it as appealing as possible to people who want to come and visit the town.
But you actually did something. Now, that's the thing that gets me, you see. It doesn't. You say, oh, I'm not a writer, I'm not a speaker. Well, both of those are questionable. I'm not going to just take that as just because you happen to be modest enough to say you can't write and speak. I happen to have already formed my view on your voice. But you actually did something. And how did you find any collaborators? Because it's very tricky to do this kind of stuff all by yourself.
Basically, it was, as I said, myself and my friend John, who's a photographer, we just had a small idea, which was to try and portray Kinsale in a good way, and that was it, and that's how we started. We had no plans to take it much further than that. It just blossomed into something that's pretty amazing for us.
And it's pretty amazing. Now, look, nobody except you and I probably listening to this know what it's like. Can you just give a very brief little description of it? Because I know it's full of stuff, but how often does it get updated? And just give us a little bit of insight into what the editor of Kinsale Times actually does.
Well, when I have time, basically every Thursday the site gets updated with the What's On guide for the week to come. Stories go up whenever I get either notice of, let's say, a new play coming on or a show or, for instance, this Clipper weekend, which is this weekend. So the stories go up kind of randomly, but the actual What's On guide every week on Thursday.
Okay, so somebody is now listening to this and they're saying, okay, how the hell do I find this? Give them the exact address.
It's www.kinsaletimes.com.
Great. So look, folks, there you have it. It's about time we broke off because I need a cup of coffee and a bit of ice cream. The sun is streaming down here. This is a new place in Kinsale, Sea View Cafe and Market. Hopefully it's perfect for Ireland, if Ireland's going to stay like the Mediterranean as it is at the moment. Okay, look, say goodbye to the listeners.
Well, thanks very much, and hopefully everyone will come down to Kinsale and enjoy the sun as we are right now.
And you can bring Kinsale to them on the internet. Anyway, look, thanks a million.
Thank you.